It's that time at 8:32 for today's Almanac, please. Time for everybody to come to attention.
Take their seats.
And get ready for this thing here. You can stand up if you want.
You can,
I don't really care.
You can stand for a while.
I don't want people to... that sitting can be dangerous. I mean, you can get one of those embolism things, and it's blood clot. Well, let's not do that. You need to stand, you need to stand. If you need to sit, sit. If you want to hunch over, you can hunch over. If you want to kneel, if you want to squat... What are some of the other things you could do? You could sit Indian style, too.
Sure.
Do that. Like you're in kindergarten. Today, Thursday, June 15th, this is basically, well, it's not quite a kindergarten level history, but it's somewhere in the elementary range.
Yeah, I would say.
Fourth grade tops. Thursday, June 15th, 166th day of the year, one day after Flag Day, 199. We've broken through the 200 days left threshold. On this date, 1215, you've heard of the Magna Carta, have you not?
Yes.
It's this huge document in England. It brought peace, or so we thought, to England. It brought the royal family together with other people. It's kind of like the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Magna Carta means super charter, great charter, and King John of England put his seal. And, you know, back then they put seals on things. It was wax with a stamp, and they just...
Sure.
1215 on this date. 1752, Benjamin Franklin discovered the relationship between lightning and electricity and a little something called electromagnetic force as he tied a key to his kite string, stepped out into a storm. 1752. 1775, one day after it was formed, George Washington became the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army. That was 1775. He was commander-in-chief. I suppose that might be a... might be a trivia question. Name somebody who was commander-in-chief without being president. Now, eventually become president.
Right, but
George Washington was commander-in-chief before he was president, before we had even gained our independence at that point. 1785, two Frenchmen killed attempting to cross the English Channel in a balloon. The deaths were the first ever recorded fatalities in aviation history. 1785. 1844, Charles Goodyear patented vulcanized rubber. Later made the rubber into tires, rubber meets the road, rest is history. Of course, would eventually also give us the Goodyear blimp.
He did well.
Which revolutionized advertising. You know what you do when you vulcanize rubber? You add sulfur to it.
Is that what it is?
Rubber in itself is viscous. It's a liquid, but you throw sulfur, and there's some other chemicals I think you can do it, but... he discovered, and some of his buddies discovered, you throw a little sulfur in there, it hardens, it's ready to go. That's
smart
what happens
guy.
With that stuff in the can.
That
advertisement where he has a rowboat, and it's got a screen door for a bottom, and then he sprays it with the whatever it's called.
Yep.
That's what that guy does.
Super seal.
I've never used it. I've heard bad reviews. It seems like it would take a lot to do a little bit of an area, but I don't want to talk bad about something that I haven't used.
Right.
1864, an order to establish a military burial ground was signed by Secretary of War Edwin Stanton.
Ooh.
Of course, that later became known as Arlington National Cemetery.
Sure.
1909, Benjamin Scheib patented the Cork Center Baseball.
Oh.
He was a sporting goods guy, and of course, he owned the Athletics for a long time. The ballpark was named after him there in Philadelphia.
Yep.
That was 1909 on this date. 1916, Boy Scouts Incorporated, Boy Scouts of America, the BSA. A bill was signed by President Wilson incorporating the Boy Scouts.
Good 19- group.
Were either of you guys Boy Scouts?
Nope.
I was not.
Nope, no Boy
Matt's
Scouts.
An Eagle Scout. Isn't that kind of crazy?
Oh.
He's still out there. I've seen him wear his uniform.
Yeah.
A grown man in that uniform looks a little weird.
Pretty cute.
Yeah, 1938 in baseball.
Johnny Vandermeer became a baseball immortal when he pitched two consecutive no-hit games. On a June afternoon, he shut out Boston 3-0. And returned to the mound 4 days later to beat Brooklyn 6-0.
Pretty impressive.
The record has not been equal.
He was playing for the Cincinnati Reds, two straight no-hitters. I mean, it's hard to even get two straight wins if you're a Twins pitcher.
Right.
And in baseball nowadays, two consecutive complete games is odd.
Doesn't happen very often.
So Johnny Vandermeer, even the great Nolan Ryan, couldn't do what he did. 1938. 8.
He was basically, I think, kind of a 500 pitcher.
Yeah, he wasn't very good. I mean, he dominated that time and then had control problems probably. He lost his command, which can happen.
Yep.
Let's see, 1992. This happened in a classroom.
Spell that again.
It's Dan Quayle, everybody.
There you go.
Of course, he was ridiculed quite a bit about this. He instructed a student to spell potato with an E on the end during a spelling bee, and he was there, of course, making an appearance. It was a photo op. Now, he had relied on a faulty flashcard that had been given to him and written by the student's teacher. So the teacher, obviously a Democrat, 1992, set up Dan Quayle for failure. And, of course, then he had no chance to run for president. Once people think you can't spell potato, there's no way you're going to be elected president. Yep. 1995.
All right, directors reflect that Mr. Simpson has both gloves. Yes.
Pretty much a year after the crimes took place, they were in the courtroom. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. It was probably Christopher Darden and the prosecution's worst mistake in that trial, having Mr. O.J. Simpson put on those gloves. They had shrunk. They had been soaked with blood. He had rubber gloves on. Mm-hmm. He had surgical gloves on. And, of course, he's not going to make it real easy to put them on. I mean, he could have had a lot of salt and drank a lot of water and retaining water. I mean, how about your wedding ring or a ring? If you're retaining water, you can't get the thing off. So if they don't fit, you must acquit. That was a critical juncture in that O.J. Simpson trial. Neil Freeman, your thoughts on the bloody glove?
Yeah, it was not a shining day for the prosecution, and it did not work out well for them.
Boneheaded is what most legal advisors and analysts would say. 2006, in a shocking move, Microsoft chairman Bill Gates announced he was going to step down from his day-to-day role at Microsoft. He would do it in 2008. He was tired of it. Still making lots of money, though. 2007, TV history made.
Now, folks, I want to thank you very, very much for inviting me into your homes for the last 50 years.
Wow.
I'm deeply grateful. And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
I have a feeling those are going to be his last words before he breathes his last breath, Mr. Bob Barker.
I think you're right.
Made his final appearance on the long-running game show The Price is Right, 2007 on this day. They actually had two shows. They had the daytime show, and then they did a special one in primetime back in 2007. That's 10 years ago that's happened.
Has Drew Carey been on it the entire time since then?
Yeah, he was.
I was watching it the other day, and he looks really good these days.
He slimmed down.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Not as funny when you're slim like that. He was funnier when he was fat. That is proven. John Candy would not have been as funny if he was skinny, and Louis Anderson wouldn't be as funny. 2012, tightrope walker Nick Valenda walked across a high wire over Niagara Falls. Valenda's death-defying stunt took 25 minutes to complete. Now, his wife...
I just saw this.
That's today.
Right now.
Yeah, she's doing it today.
It's like a live stream.
She is hanging from her teeth from a helicopter, and they're going over the U.S. side of the falls today. Wanda, something like that is her name. 2012. 2016, this was a year ago today, that the body of that boy from Nebraska recovered in Florida. He was dragged by the alligator into the lagoon at Walt Disney Resort. That was a year ago.
Yeah.
And also a year ago, baseball history.
Stopped around second, headed for third. Kemp picks it off the wall. And Ichiro with two hits now. 4,257.
Controversial milestone here because they observed that he passed Pete Rose. In my book, it doesn't compare.
No.
Japan and U.S. are saying he's got 4,257 professional hits. Well, then if you do that, you got to include Pete Rose minor league hits. And he played in the minors a couple of years before he came up with the Reds. So he's well over Ichiro. But it's a great accomplishment. But Japanese hits are not American hits. Never will be. Just ask Byung-ho Park. Ask Ichiro Nishioka. What's his name?
Yeah, Nishioka. He was a great hitter in Japan. Came over here and couldn't hit his weight.
Yeah. Moving on to birthdays, another baseball player, Hall of Famer Billy Williams, played for the Cubs.
He was an Ernie Banks teammate, yeah.
Yeah. Never made it to the big show, unfortunately, the big show being the World Series. Billy Williams is 79 today. How about Mike Holmgren?
No more rocket balls, please.
Well, I was teamed up.
I mean, he's all over the joint here. All over the joint.
Uh-oh. Here he is, Mike Holmgren, talking about Brett Favre. No more rocket balls, please. Early in his career,
all over the joint.
He was the gunslinger, Mike Holmgren, who led the Packers to a Super Bowl title. He also, of course, coached the Seattle Seahawks. Is he coaching anywhere right now? I don't think so. Is he with somebody in their front office?
Maybe.
Still with Seattle front office? Well, he's 69 today.
He was a disciple of the...
Oh, he's from the Bill Walsh coaching tree.
Right.
Mike Holmgren, 69 today. Baseball player and manager Dusty Baker is 68, current manager of your Washington Nationals. Played, I remember him best with the Dodgers.
Good outfielder, yeah.
He is pretty good hitter. 68 today. Also 68.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right. Believing for so long.
The curly-haired one, the brunette one, black hair. The other Russell of Air Supply, Russell Hitchcock. You have your Graham Russell, and then you've got your Russell Hitchcock.
Sure.
From Air Supply, the Australian light rock group, one of my favorites. Somebody asked me, because U2 was coming to town, and they were all excited they were going to go get tickets. And I said, I'd rather go see Air Supply than U2, I got to be honest. I would. I mean, U2 is a great band.
Right.
I wouldn't turn down. I know how much of an impact they've had, but their music didn't have the kind of impact on my life as, let's say, an Air Supply in the late 70s and early 80s when I was starting just to become absolutely enthralled with light rock. How about a little heavier rock?
I'm sorry, rose above the noise and confusion. Just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion.
He's singing lead right here for Kansas. Steve Walsh. Not the former quarterback.
And St. Paul native.
Yeah, great nerd. Steve Walsh singing for Kansas there. He is 66. He sang probably their two most popular songs, that one and Dust in the Wind.
Yeah.
He's the primary vocalist on both of those. He was John Belushi's brother, still is. John, of course, no longer with us, but it's Jim Belushi.
All right. We got the shepherd here. We got the angel here. We got Wiseman, and Sammy Sosa.
He put a bobblehead in with his nativity scene.
Actually, I was thinking of turning those two wise men in for a cleanup and a closer.
He was on Saturday Night Live. He followed in his brother's footsteps, and that's another sitcom where the wife was disproportionately hot. And then there was another one there because that's the show that Brad Paisley's wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley, was on, and she was married to a tub. And Courtney Thorne Smith married to Jim Belushi in that show. I just so
was that
so,
According to Jim or what was it?
It's called According to Jim. Yes, okay. With Jim Belushi. He was in the K-9 films too.
Yes,
Poor Man's Turner and Hooch. 63 for Jim Belushi today. You know, we're focusing on Ronnie Millsap. He's not the only great blind country singer.
He must have tapped by telephone line. He must have known.
This one didn't have as many hits.
Terry Gibbs. This is her big hit. She had a couple other top 20s, but this is the one we know and we play. Terry Gibbs, 63. Happy birthday to her today. Julie Haggerty. She was the stewardess on Airplane.
Hilarious.
The bumps you feel are asteroids smashing into the hull of this ship. Also, we're flying without a navigational system and can't seem to change course.
Miss, are you telling us absolutely everything?
Not exactly. We're also out of coffee.
That's complete bedlam.
Yeah, doing what a good stewardess should do, flight attendant, keeping everybody calm. She's Julie Haggerty. She is 62 today. Happy birthday to her. Wade Boggs is 59, five-time American League batting champ.
Pretty good.
Not as many as Rod Carew or Tony Gwynn, but still a nice job. Finally won a World Series there with the Yankees when he's riding around the horse. Remember that?
Yes.
And he had a nice cameo on Cheers.
Yes, he did.
He got de-pantsed.
Yes.
Wade Boggs is 59. Eileen Davidson played Kristen Blake, a.k.a. Susan Banks, on Days of Our Lives. Ooh. You may remember that. 58 today. Little Helen Hunt. Little Mad About You theme. She's been in movies like Twisters, Dr. T and the Women, What Women Want. Just a few. Really got her start here on this show. Helen Hunt, 54 today. Courtney Cox, she was Monica on Friends.
Yeah, and then, you know, if I die from a long illness and you're writing out my eulogy and you open the desk drawer and you find a note from me that says, I will always be with you, and you still can't shed one tiny tear, I know you'll be crying a river inside.
Oh, I love you
so. What is wrong with you?
Courtney Cox, 53. You were there when she got on the stage with Bruce Springsteen, Neil.
Yes, I was.
Dancing in the dark.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You can't start a fire without a spark, and you can't do a Bruce Springsteen video without Courtney Cox.
They did it twice, as a matter of fact.
She is 53 today. Happy birthday. Michael Britt, 51. Big fans of Lone Star would know that he's the guitarist and backup vocalist for the group Lone Star. Happy birthday is 51 today. Ice Cube, one of our favorite Raptors. And, of course, he has turned into one heck of an actor.
But I love him, so it doesn't matter.
I picture you with somebody with a little more prestige. Somebody who played for the Falcons or the Braves or even the Hawks.
Yep.
Not with the mascot.
That's from Ride Along. Him and Kevin Hart, pretty fun in Ride Along. He was in the 21 and 22 Jump Street movies. And, of course, he got his start with the iconic rap group N.W.A. Neil's mommy didn't allow him to have N.W.A. records because they had the parental advisory on him.
And I'm thankful for
that. Yes, Ice Cube is 48 today. She was married to the king, so that must mean she was the queen of queens. Leah Remini, happy birthday.
Seriously, you should probably settle on something.
I will, honey. I have till Saturday, okay?
I know, just that Larry's wife, Kathy, she's already begun the prep work on her cake.
Oh, prep work. Oh, I better cut out my sugar and my butter. I only have 3 days to make a cake.
Oh, that's Leah Remini. She's 47, and she's going to be reunited with Kevin James. And Kevin
that. That's
can
so
wait
cool.
next year, so
it's going to be good.
She's 47. Neil Patrick Harris, 44.
What? Get that blonde girl's phone number? Challenge accepted.
How I Met Your Mother. He was Barney Stinson. And, of course, he was Doogie Howser, too.
Sure.
He's 44 today. And Northwest, the daughter of Kim Kardashian and rapper Kanye West. That's what I'm going to miss most about Britney leaving BMZ with Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, and Northwest.
Got all the dirty details for him.
Northwest is 4 today.
There you go.
34.
Let's get to the gone but got not forgotten. We had a pretty good list here today. We always like to do our former first ladies. Rachel Jackson, she was born in the state 1767. Of course, wife of President Andrew Jackson.
They called her LaToya.
Shouldn't she have been on the back of the $20 bill? I guess.
No.
It never worked that way. Composer Robert Bennett. If you don't know the name, he composed for most Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals. Hammerstein. Is it Steen or Stein? Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Stein.
Musicals as well as like The Sound of Music, Oklahoma, My Fair Lady. Some pretty notable musicals there, I would say, for Robert Bennett, 1894. If you've ever been told you have an identity crisis, the guy you could thank is Pulitzer Prize-winning psychoanalyst Eric Erickson, who was born in the state in 1902. He coined the phrase identity crisis.
Having one of those right now.
Yes, I understand. Chicago mafia figure Sam Giancana was born on this day in 1908. You're hearing the work of Grammy Award-winning composer David Rose. He composed the music for The Stripper.
And this is also him and his orchestra actually performing it at this point.
He did a lot of great work. He's also a guy responsible for the Red Skelton Show theme, the music there. He also wrote the theme to Bonanza.
High Chaparral.
Yeah, some other...
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, Michael Landon shows. A very talented composer. And a Grammy Award winner, David Rose, 1910, communist leader Yuri Andropov. He was the general secretary of the Communist Party.
He was between Brezhnev and Chernenko.
There you go. In the early 80s, it was 1914 for Andropov. Actor Lash LaRue, with a name like Lash LaRue, what were you doing in westerns? But there he is, Pair of Aces.
Wasn't he really good at rope tricks, too? I think he was. He was very good at the rope.
Lash LaRue, 1917. Country artist Leon Payne.
Lasso would be a term I would use.
Yes.
Too.
1917, same day as Lash LaRue. He was a songwriter of the Texas Playboys. What about New York Governor Mario Cuomo? He was their governor from 1982 to 1994. Pretty high-profile governor from New York. Country singer, one of the greats ever. I mean, one of my... If I have to name my top five artists in country music, he might be at the top.
Aren't you reading the book, Jesse Coulter's book?
Yes, Jesse Coulter's book right now, the story of her life with Waylon Jennings, who was born in the state in 1937. He actually died of complications from diabetes, and he wasn't that old when he died.
He wasn't taking care of himself, right? He wasn't watching his diabetes.
No, he did not.
Doing what he had to do to manage it.
No, he did not. He just kind of let her go, and it cost him. When I introduced him at the Medina, I don't know if he even remembers the show. He was in rough shape.
We'll play some Waylon here at the end.
Kind of cool. I got to introduce Waylon, and then I got to introduce his son at the Medina. Here is, you recognize this.
Not my favorite Harry Nilsson song, but I thought I'd, Without You is my favorite, and Everybody's Talking is pretty good too, but thought I'd mix it up with a little coconut.
Yeah, he's very good. He did the music.
And plus, I know you hate coconut. You can't eat an Almond Joy or a Mounds to save your life.
Don't really care for coconut.
I'm with you. I don't either.
He performed the title theme to The Courtship of Eddie's Father with Bill Bixby, that you may remember the program. 1941 for Harry Nilsson. Very talented guy. We had one of his albums.
Nilsson Schmilsson.
Yeah.
That's his big one.
And we listened to it all the time. My brother got that. Now, that was 1941. 8 years later, 1949, Jim Varney. You knew him as Ernest.
Hey, Vern. I've decided to take matters into my own hands. This boogeyman has terrorized you long enough. It'll ruin your childhood, Vern. Now, you are looking at the genuine article. The Ernest P. World Boogeyman Trap.
Ooh, just what everybody needs.
And if you get a chance to hear him do Hot Rod Lincoln, he's a better singer than you think. Actor Jim Varney was born on this day in 1949. They're all gone, but certainly not forgotten.
How about Brittany? What do you have?
I actually don't have anything this morning.
Oh.
Yeah,
we'll
surprisingly, be sure to put you, there was a ton.
We'll be sure to put you to work tomorrow on your last day.
Yeah, please do.
All right. As promised, Waylon Jennings.
Yes, one of my favorites.
Born this day, 1937. Kurt Weyers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale, brings you the almanac, and we'll also make this Waylon Jennings song sponsored by Kurt Weyers, too. How about that?
Why not?
On Bob FM.
Lord, it's the same old.